You might remember that fiery crash in September 2009 on the I-190 southbound at Hamburg Street. 6 vehicles involved, one of them with a driver and 2 children trapped inside. More than a dozen motorists stopped to help. Just by chance, emergency room specialist Dr. Dietrich Yehle from ECMC was among them.
I'm thinking to myself, we need to get this kid out of the car.
They freed 7-year-old Asa Hill from the wreckage, but Asa died of his injuries the next day. We recently talked with Dr. Yehle 2.5 years after the crash.
You sometimes say, well, could you have moved things along faster and could things have happened differently? But I have a sense that the cards were already dealt there.
Your atropine's ready?
Dietrich Yehle is assistant medical director at ECMC. He has worked in the emergency room for more than 20 years.
Fortunate to go into the emergency medicine where you see people really at the critical point in time.
2 gunshot wounds to the chest.
And they put their trust in you, not knowing who you are, is really an unusual privilege to have.
How did Dietrich become so dedicated to saving lives? To a great extent, he credits his father.
Dad was one of my heroes.
For one thing, Herbert Yehle was an accomplished pianist and composer.
And Dad would get together with Einstein, and Einstein played the violin, and Dad would play the piano, and they particularly liked old German composers, Bach in particular.
His father was born in Germany, in Stuttgart, in 1907. He became a physicist and mathematician. And that's how Herbert Yehle came to know Albert Einstein.
These are actually lecture notes of Einstein, field theory, relativity. In fact, there are 2 letters over there that are originals.
Letters from Albert Einstein to Dietrich Yehle's father, warning of the dangers of nuclear war. Other letters are spread out on the kitchen counter.
Herbert Hoffman, Hoffman of Buffalo. This is a letter from Richard Feynman.
Richard Feynman, one of the greatest physicists of all time. He gained a key insight, says Dietrich, from a conversation he had with his father.
And that led to him receiving the Nobel Prize in Physics.
And perhaps the most meaningful of all, a Bible from German theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
He was one of Dad's good friends. I was named after Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
Bonhoeffer spoke out against the Nazis. Herbert Yehle refused to work on German weapon systems. Bonhoeffer was executed after taking part in a failed attempt to kill Hitler. Herbert Yehle was sent to a work camp as an enemy of the government. He was able to leave Germany for the United States in 1941, and here he married and continued his work as a scientist. But he and his wife also listened to their conscience.
It was true segregation in the late 50s. The bathrooms were labeled colored and white. Growing up in Nazi Germany, my mom had vivid memories of Kristallnacht and riding her bicycle home and watching the Jewish shops burn.
So now in America,
my parents were involved in integrating restaurants and civil rights marches and introduced me to Martin Luther King in 1963, and there's a signature they got on a flyer. She and my dad felt it was very important that we supported what America was, which was really true rights for everybody.
The crash on the I-190 2 years ago took the life of a young boy. But Asa Hill's parents were thankful the 2 others in their family in that car were safe. And they were able to donate Asa's organs to save others.
Just repeat his last.
In the emergency room at ECMC, you could say the spirit of Dietrich Yehle's father and mother lives on in him.
Some of these other folks, they're heroes. I'm doing what I do for a living.
But he'll tell you in confidence, if you ask, for him, it's a sacred mission.
It is really an unusual privilege to have.
Rich Kelman reporting for WBFO News.